problems are.
Amen.
And just find out what God has for you, because God has so much in our lives now, as well as in eternity.
Amen.
It's for you and for me.
Thank you, Nathan. We love you, Betty. Stay with us. All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. The way you can find our website is simply go to www.bohm, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. We have a prayer ministry. Betty, you and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, and Shell, all pick up the prayer requests, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Can you say a word about the prayer ministry and how important that is for so many scattered around the globe?
Well, you know, it's something that we have the privilege of be able to pray together where two or three are gathered in His name. And we lift those prayer requests up to the Lord in unity.
Yes.
And in one accord.
Yes.
And once you send in that prayer request, we attach a prayer to that, and we send it out to our prayer warriors on our prayer list and our prayer team. And it's just amazing to me over the last few weeks, the praise reports that we've had, that the Lord has honored. He's heard our prayers.
Oh, yes.
And they have been answered.
Oh.
And we just give Him all the glory, and we praise God for every one of the prayer team members for standing by and sticking with prayer, because prayer changes things and it changes
Amen.
Circumstances.
You know, you are so right. There have been so many answers to prayer in my own family, with my youngest son and his wife getting pregnant after losing a baby several months ago, with a new job for him that is amazing, with so many answers to prayer in my own family and in our church family scattered around the globe. And Betty, I mean, we could go on. We could have a whole show about this praise report and that praise report, because when people send in their prayer requests, you guys type out a prayer, you send it to the prayer team. We all agree in unison when we read it. We agree in prayer. Yesterday, I asked Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, yesterday morning to pray about something specifically for me, and it was within 45 minutes that I got a call that answered that. Within 45 minutes. And I tell you what, the power of prayer is amazing. We need to be realizing how important this is, right?
Oh, most definitely, because we put a time limit on God. And it's like, well, I'm not gonna pray about that because it's so insignificant. But all of our needs,
yes,
all of the desires of our heart is something that the Lord wants to answer that prayer.
Right.
And we may have to continue to intercede, because it may, like I said, God's timing is sometimes a lot different than ours, that we just have to continue to pray and keep on praying.
That's
interceding,
right.
And until we receive the answer.
Amen.
And so, yeah, God.
That's
God
going the distance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going the distance.
Yep. Standing in the gap.
Right? Amen. That's the series we're in right now, Going the Distance, if you're just now joining us for our second hour. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41, and then we're going to play a song. When the sun went down, everyone... I'm reading out the Message Bible, and I've underlined the word everyone. Everyone who had anyone sick with some ailment brought them to him, to Jesus, one by one. I love this. Individual ministry here. One by one, he placed his hands on them and healed them. Demons left in droves, screaming, "Son of God, you're the Son of God." But he shut them up, refusing to let them speak because they knew too much. They knew him to be the Messiah. And he was, everywhere he was going, he was praying individually for people, individual ministry. And my point here is that it doesn't matter where you are in the globe today, God is there. He's there. And he wants to meet your need. He wants to answer your prayer. So when we talk about our prayer line, it's not to get money from you. If you want to plant money in this ministry, praise God, do it. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the first page. Go to donations. It'll open up a window for PayPal, and you can give. And that money that comes in goes directly for the radio shows. But that's not why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because we want to pray for you. We are not charging you to pray for you. We are not going to send you a bill when you get the answer to prayer. No, this is free. It's God's ability working in your situation. Whoa. Talk to me one more time about that, Betty, before we go to this Chris Tomlin song.
Well, I'm going to call it a privilege.
It is.
It's a privilege to be able to pray
yes.
for other brothers and sisters in Christ, to give them a prayer covering in the event that they're going through something that they just don't know how to handle.
Right.
And that's when the hand of God, his righteous right hand, covers them.
Yes.
That, you know, we rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And prayer is something that never goes out of style. It never has a time limit. It
right.
never has it reaches the throne of God, and God listens, he hears, and he reacts.
He does.
And I'm so glad to be able to still have the ability to pray and have people who love to pray and who want to pray and to see the results of that prayer.
Amen. Woo! So use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. This song by Chris Tomlin has been on my heart the last couple days. God of this city. And, you know, we need to declare this over where we live, the areas we live in, the city we live in. Jesus is God of this city. Listen to this song. It's going to bless you because it certainly does me every time I hear it.
You're the God of this city, you're the King of these people, you're the Lord of this nation, you're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless, you are. There is no one like I. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city, you're the King of this people, you're the Lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless, you are. There is no
there is no one like
Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done. We believe.
God. God's still working. And He needs you. He needs you to realize there are still greater things to be done. He is commissioning people to be all that we can be for Him and to actually take time to pray, like we were talking in our first hour. Take time to realize you're on a great adventure. Take time to realize that darkness has no power over you. You are stronger if you are a believer. If you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you know that you know that you know that you're His child and that you're going to heaven someday, it's time to go the distance. It's time to fight this good fight of faith and to give it all we've got and realize He's God of the city, whatever city you're in or rural area, whatever country you're in. God is still moving right where you are. Talk to us, Betty.
Yeah, even, you know, the harvest is still great.
Amen.
That song is so...
Love that song.
...true today. Even back, even when Jesus was walking
yes.
this earth, the harvest was great, and
yes.
He was doing everything He could, you know, with Him and the 12 disciples to bring the poor, the desolate, the brokenhearted to a saving knowledge of His Father and Himself.
Amen.
And we still are commissioned to do that today. I mean, you heard a commission yourself, but there are
yes.
others out there who are, I think Jesus is talking to you about what you can do for the kingdom of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And you don't have to leave the country like you did. Because some of us don't want to leave the country like you did.
I love Mexico and Central America. You know
I you do, dear.
I do.
Know. And
But that's not for everybody. You're right.
No, it's not. And you know, you can work in your own community.
Yes.
You can work. You bloom where God plants you.
Yes.
And once you do that, you will see a miraculous harvest.
Amen.
Once the seeds are planted and they're watered and they're groomed and they're fertilized with the Word of God, that there is no telling what God can do through you.
Amen.
And it's amazing in the different cities, you know, here in the United States and abroad, you know, in the southern part of our country, God wants to move, and He wants to move mightily. And he's so intent on coming back, but He wants to make sure that everyone has heard the Word of God, that they understand what He can do in their lives. And that's why it's important to get out and work within the boundaries of your city. Because there is so much work to be done, people. So much work.
Oh, there is.
And the workers are few.
They are. Let's look at verse 42 of Luke 4. Jesus left the next day after He placed His hands on all these people and healed them, delivered them. He left the next day for open country. But the crowds went looking, and when they found Him, they clung to Him, so He couldn't go on. He told them, "Don't you realize there are yet other villages where I have to go? Where I have to tell the message of God's kingdom, that this is the work God sent me to do." And meanwhile, He continued preaching in the meeting places of Galilee. When Jesus was sent by the Father to this earth to show us the Father, to to begin to lay out the plan of salvation and to heal bodies and deliver people from demonic spirits and oppression. He did it with a vigor, Betty. He didn't just say, you know what, I'll work for a week here and then I'm going to take about 6 months off and think it over here, whether or not I want to go forward. It says he said to the people, don't you realize there's so much that we've got to do? And I think that's the message of that Chris Tomlin song. He's God of this city. He is God. We have got to realize that God is greater than anything that the devil throws at us, whether it be sickness, disease, poverty, whether it be just depression or discouragement or anxiety, anything that the devil throws at us, God is greater than any of this. And we see that in Luke 5, verse 1. He was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, and the crowd was pushing in on him. And why? They wanted to hear the word of God. That is wild. They wanted to hear. Whoa, I love it. The people want to hear the word of God. He noticed two boats tied up. The fishermen had just left them. They were scrubbing their nets. He climbed onto the boat that was Simon's. He asked him to put out a little from the shore. He sat there. He used Simon's boat as a pulpit. When he finished teaching, he said to Simon, push out into the deep water and let your nets out for a catch. And Simon said a very realistic statement. He said, Master, we've been fishing hard all night long. We didn't catch a thing, not even a little minnow. Now, it's okay to tell God reality. God, hey, my bills are due and I don't have the money. God, this is my reality, okay? But he also goes on to say, but if you say so, I'll let down the nets. It was no sooner said than done, and a huge haul of fish straining the nets past capacity. They waved to their partners in the other boat, and they said, come help them, and they filled both boats, nearly swamping them with the catch. Interesting that they could have said, oh, this is all ours. Let's go take all this to land and come back and get the rest of this. You know, they didn't do that. They decided to share the blessing. And they gave, in this case, 50% away. Whoa. Some of us have a hard time giving 5% or 10% or 1% to the kingdom of God. And here, these guys, Simon Peter and probably his brother Andrew, but they called the other guys over and they said, come on, get in on this. This is the attitude, Betty, that we must have. Come on, you want to get in on this. You want to receive salvation and healing for your bodies. We know you do. You want to be free of oppression in your mind. You want to let the anxiety go and the depression and all that junk. You want to be free from that. Come on, get in on this. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, if everyone had that much enthusiasm, we'd be on the first bus out here, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you cough.
No, I just do that.
I know you do.
I'm getting over. I'm well, though. I'm healed. I'm whole. Go ahead.
Yes, you are the healed one. But we have to have that kind of enthusiasm.
Yes.
We have to have that much.
Yes.
We have to have that much faith. And we have to let fear, discouragement,
amen,
fall behind us. Because I think a lot of times fear is like, well, I, what are you talking about? I don't have any idea. If people would give their testimony,
yes,
to those who they come in contact,
right,
with, you don't have any idea where I came from. But you know what? I know where I'm going. And I'm going to be singing around the throne of God with all of the angels and those who have gone before me, with Moses, Abraham, Isaac, you know, all of the saints that have
You know why?
That's where I'm going.
That's because we're going the distance. We're going the distance. We're not giving up. We are going.
No.
We are going the distance.
We're gone.
Which brings me to this wonderful song, Until the Whole World Hears by Casting Crowns. You got to hear this song.
shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night. Oh, ready yourselves, ready yourselves. By surprise.
Woo!
Holy nation sanctified, let this be our battle cry. Ready yourselves, ready yourselves. Let us shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night.
This is what we're talking about today. Go in the distance. Wow, talk to me, Betty.
Boy, I tell you, that song could not have come at a greater time. We have got to be sold out.
Yes, yes.
We have got to get our act together.
Right.
And I'm talking about the so-called servants with the Christians. The disciples. We have got to put down all of the inhibitions that we have.
Right. Yeah.
There are still people in our area, people in our community, who we need to reach out to.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have got to have the heart of Christ again, Pastor.
Yes.
We have got to let our anger, our frustrations, and everything go so that we can be sold out for Christ. This is through prayer and praise and getting into a life that is pleasing to God.
Right.
And you say, well, it's hard, Betty. You don't have any idea where I'm going through. Well, yeah, I do to some extent because, you know, we've all had potholes that we fell into,
right,
that we've been deceived, we've been lied to, we've had the wool pulled over our eyes, we've encountered wolves in sheep's clothing, but we have to remember who reigns.
Amen.
Who still sits on the throne and who still gives us the power to push forward, to push on, and to carry on no matter what we have been through.
Right.
He has taken me personally through a journey in these last few days that I didn't think I could get through. But he's shown me that through determination,
yes,
and perseverance, that I can do all things
right
with him, because Woo! He strengthens me.
Amen.
And that is what we have to do. We have got to be his eyes,
yes,
his hands. We've got to speak the truth.
Right.
We can't let people walk on us anymore, that we have got to stand and stand firm and let them know that I am a child of God, and this is what he's done for me.
Amen.
And I think that once we get through over that fear or that condemnation that the devil has put on us, that we would be able to be fishers of men, excuse me, like Jesus was in Luke 5. And
absolutely,
that's what he was looking for. He was looking for fishers of men.
Yes, he was.
And, yeah, and he showed them through the miracle.
Yes,
of,
he did.
The fish. For lack of a better word. For the fish.
Right.
The increase.
Yes.
That,
from nothing to
from nothing
to abundance in a suddenly moment. You know?
Right. And that's what he can do for
yes,
you.
Yes.
If you give him the opportunity and choose him over the things of this world.
Amen. You've said it so beautifully. I'm looking at Luke 5:8, and when this happened and both boats were swamped with fish, Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell to his knees before Jesus, and he said, "Master, leave. I'm a sinner. I can't handle this holiness. Leave me to myself." When they pulled in that catch of fish, all overwhelmed Simon and everyone with him. It was the same with James and John, Zebedee's sons, co-workers with Simon. These four men, when they saw that they had gone from nothing, not one fish caught all night long, to simply obeying the word of Jesus and saying, "Let's go out, put them down. Okay, put your nets down right here." And when that happened and they were swamped with provision, swamped, regardless of their problem. The problem, by the way, people, always has a provision attached to it. You've got to apply the promise. It's problem, promise, provision. And when you identify the problem, like Simon Peters did, he said, "We haven't caught anything all night long. What's the matter? I mean, really? You want us to go back out? We didn't catch anything." And then the promise was that Jesus said, just watch it here for a minute. Because Jesus was teaching them that he is our provider. And then the provision came. The problem, the promise, the provision. There is always a provision attached to the problem, folks. If we will look for it, if we will ask God for that provision, like Simon did here, and obeyed Jesus. Isn't this beautiful, Betty? Oh, I love this. Love this story.
Well, I think that this particular story ministers to a multitude.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a provision.
Yes.
Once we identify the problem.
Right.
And we seek the provision.
Right.
That is in God's word.
Yes.
And that's where we have to stay.
We got to find the promise. Yes. We got to find the promise. Yes.
And stay in the spirit.
Yeah.
Stay in the word. Praising God no matter what. And whether it's through music, whether it's through just singing music, instruments, whatever it is, however you praise God.
Right.
You've got to keep praising God and believing for the answer. You've got to push on. You've got to go the mile. You've got to go that extra mile. You've got to trust him and quit doubting.
Right.
Quit doubting that God is going to get you through this.
That's because, right.
Well, I just can't make it. Yes,
you can.
You can. Yes,
Woo!
You can. It's through Jesus Christ the Son that will bring you to the finish line.
That's right.
That he will see you through. that you will not be left behind like you think you're going to be.
Right.
That you are going to be at the head. You're going to be at the head of the race. You're going to pass the baton, possibly. But you've got to quit doubting God, because that's what decreases your faith. And in that instance, that's where we have to increase our faith and
right.
our trust in God.
You're exactly right. And Jesus said this to Peter, Simon Peter, in verse 10 of Luke 5. Jesus said to Simon, "There is nothing to fear." You know, and this is the whole problem with so many people. They're bogged down by fear, fear of failure, fear of disease, fear of growing old, fear of always being alone, or fear of this or that, or we could go on and give examples. But Jesus simply says to Peter, "There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. From now on, you'll be fishing for men and women." They pulled their boats up on the beach, left them, nets and all, and followed him. Whoa. Now I got to go to the next verse, verse 12 of Luke 5. "One day in one of the villages, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him in prayer and said, 'If you want to, you can cleanse me.'" Well, Jesus just wasn't feeling in the healing mood right then, right? Is that right? No, it's wrong. What I just said was sarcastic and not true. In verse 13 of Luke 5, Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, "I want to be clean." Then and there, his skin was smooth, the leprosy gone. Betty, I propose that a lot of people don't ever approach God with their needs because they just don't think he really wants to bless them in that way. Maybe they think they're not good enough. Maybe they are full of condemnation. Jesus said that he came into the world to set us free of that condemnation and guilt, and to cause us to realize that in him, we can have all these promises that he has for us. We don't have to say, "Well, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too this. I'm too that. Whatever. I'm too sick. God can't touch me. I'm just way too sick. I've got a terminal illness." Whatever that is, whatever your situation is right now, the leper who had an illness that was not going away on its own, and people had to stay away from lepers, he said to Jesus, "If you want to, you can cleanse me." What do you see there, Betty? Mm.
That, to me, is pure faith. If you want, but it's like today, when people come up and they're just lacking something, and you really can't put your finger on it. It's like in your workplace, if you know someone who is struggling, and we have that small ounce of fear. It's like, well, what if I go up and talk to them? What if I offend them with what I have to say? Is you've planted a seed.
Right.
And that the man with the leprosy just kind of, I spoke very lightly, "Well, if you want to,
yeah,
you can cleanse me, you can heal me." And, but then once that miracle happened, I believe that the man became alive again, that he saw what God can do.
Yes.
And that's where we have the opportunity to press on, to push forward.
Amen.
And see people set free through
yes.
the word of God.
Oh.
And
amen.
Again, it's that gut fortitude
yeah.
that the Holy Spirit will give you the ambition. He will give you the opportunity. He will open a door, and I believe that now he's going to push you through it and say, "Okay, I need you to minister to this person, and this is what I want you to tell them, and this is all in the Spirit." And it just, you know, God could even put an angel, whatever it is, before you and say, "I need you to do this. This is something that has to be done. This person is drowning, and I need you to be their lifesaver and pull them out." And it's going to get a lot bolder in the next few days, weeks, and months to come.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because we have got to put aside our inhibitions. We have got to be Christ-like. We have got to be his hands, his feet. We can be Christ here on earth to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
Through prayer, through just telling them that someone cares. You don't. You're not alone.
Amen.
You have someone who is on your side. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And I'm here to tell you, this is the truth. This is the word of God.
Amen.
And we've got to let fear that the devil tries to put on us to try to push forward, to head on, to push in and push on. We have got to tell him, I've got work to do. I don't have time for you right now. I'm pushing you back. I'm drawing the line right here where you stop, because I'm going forward and you can stay back behind my line, because every time you try to condemn me or you push me to the limit, I'm telling you right now, I am spirit-filled. I know the word of God. I will quote it, and I am a child of God.
And you, Betty Thomas, have no idea that I was getting ready to play your song, Behind the Line of Grace, that you and Megan sang at our church the first time you were there. Can you believe that?
Thanks,
Pastor. Children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on.
Amen. Perfect.
Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know.
Amen.
And wait behind the line.
All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his
praise
face,
God,
but we're secure.
Amen. Yes, we are. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're secure behind the line of God's grace. Praise God. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you right now for your precious line of grace. We thank you, God, that we can be secure knowing that your grace, your goodness in our lives, your kindness to us keeps us protected against the tricks and schemes of the devil. We know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that your grace prevails and wins over the attacks of the enemy. We know that the Son of God came to this earth to undo the works of the devil. And we stand in agreement right now behind that line of grace. And we declare that you are God of the city, God of this area. Lord, we are believing you for souls to be saved this year, for lives to be changed, for bodies to be healed, for minds to be restored, for emotions to be healed, for broken hearts to be healed. God, this is the year. You are God of this city. You are God of this network. We are praying right now for those that are listening, no matter where they are scattered around the globe. And Lord, we know there are so many, and we praise you for that. You are the God of their area, their city, their town, where they are and in their circumstances and in their lives. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would manifest yourself anew this moment to our listeners, whether they listen now live or later on, that they would so realize that we can stand behind the line of your grace. That we do have a great adventure here that we need to get on board with and fulfill the destiny that you have called for each of us. That this is not a time to shrink back or to get tired and lazy and give up. This is a time to press forward into all the blessings you have for us in this new year. This is the time to pray like we've never prayed before for our leaders, for our nation. This is a time to pray for our friends, to pray for those in our lives that we work with. This is the time to pray and believe you. This great adventure has everything to do with believing you for the promise and then seeing the provision. Lord, we give you glory and praise for every listener right now. If there is sickness as they are listening, Lord, I ask that you heal their bodies right now. That one that's just been diagnosed with cancer, Lord, we speak to that breast cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We curse it in the name of Jesus. We command it to leave the body of that person that has had that recent diagnosis. Lord, for those that are struggling with bronchial issues, we take authority over that right now in Jesus' name. Yes. We pronounce healing to those that are suffering it with their lungs. Lord, those that are having problems with their joints, pain in their joints today, you know who you are. Receive the healing of Almighty God in your body right this moment. Those that are struggling emotionally with depression, with anxiety, with fear, with depression, Lord, set them free. Let them look to you as the source of their healing. And Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise as we stand behind the line of grace. In Jesus' name, this we declare, amen and amen. Betty?
Wow. You know, we have reached a pinnacle today in this show.
Yeah, this is a different...
This has been a different show than what has happened in the past.
Right.
I believe that from this day forward, that we're going to see miracles.
Yes.
We're going to see the things that the Bible speaks of that we have yet to see.
Yeah.
Just as Jesus performed miracles, touching lepers, driving out demons, there's going to be a mighty move of God's Spirit within the next few months over this country and around the world.
Yes.
And Pastor Marcia, I want to be a part of it.
Amen. Me too.
You know, this week last week I dove behind the line of grace.
Yeah.
Asking for God's wisdom for my life because I feel alone, and I don't have the ability sometimes to be what God wants me to be. But in the last couple of days, I know that there's you and my daughter Megan and people have been praying, and it's brought me to a greater understanding of what God's grace is. And I have power to defeat the enemy, but it was my own negligence in forgetting who I am in Christ.
Yeah, easy to do.
And it is been this show is in last week's show has been an eye opener for me.
Yeah.
To realize that I've got work to do. We all have work to do, and it's time that we get motivated, that we put that extra gas in our tank, which is the Word of God, that will
amen
catapult us out into the world and say, "Hey, I am a child of God.
Yes.
I am a believer.
Yes,
and I am on a great adventure, and I want you to ride with me. I want you to see what God can do in your life." There is no more procrastination for the disciples of Christ. There is no more doubting. There's no more fear. We cannot let the enemy overtake us and be consumed with the things of the past. We have
That's
to
right.
let the past behind us.
Amen.
And I believe that in the next few days, weeks, and months to come, that this ministry, this radio ministry, the ministry of Beacon of Hope, the people in your geographic area, the people in all geographical areas are going to come together, and we're going to see a mighty move
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. It is time. And, you know, God's been speaking to me. I spent 4 or 5 hours today already in intense time with him listening. And I know this is the time for us to be aggressive and to move out.
Yeah.
And
yes.
this is the time to not sit back and let the past
Amen.
Dominate us. God is present future. He's looking to the future. He wants each of us to be looking to the future. We can get so bogged down in the past that we lose our joy, we lose our peace. And God is saying, I have so much for you to do. I've got to play the song. I've got to, and you'll see why.
Oh, my. Praise God.
We did it last week, too, but I got to do it. Got to do it.
Praise God.
People Need the Lord by Avalon.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who
God speak to your heart, dear ones.
On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. Can feel all the grief there.
I need the Lord. I can't imagine living a day without the Lord. I need the Lord. You need the Lord. We need to grow in our relationship with the Lord in this new year like never before. Betty, this has been an amazing show. I cried most of the show last week, and I thought, how can last week get any better? And they're just different. You know, you and I have talked. It's not one's better than the other. They're just different. And the Holy Spirit just does different things for a different audience. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because all things come together for those that love the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And all good things come from above. And one of the, I mean, that is the songs this show have just been so appropriate for ministry, I'm sure, to a lot of people, whether they're listening now or whether they'll listen in the future, is that we do need the Lord. And it's so important that we get back to the joy of our salvation,
yes,
that
yes.
we get back and put on that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
And that we intercede, that we continue to press on for the goal and to be able to have the ability to let go and let God take over our lives.
Amen. Amen.
And there are people out there that need the Lord, and it's time that we shared.
Amen. You know, this show, as we said earlier, we're in our 10th year, almost ready to have our 10th year anniversary in April. And we have hundreds of shows on our website, which is bohmglobal.com. That's our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go there, listen. We are now usually able to get these shows up on podcast the same evening, like tonight or tomorrow. It happens very quickly. Pete's walking in, and yes, he's nodding, so he'll have it up tonight or tomorrow, and we're excited about that. And so tell somebody to go to here, tantalknetwork.com, go to the podcast, go to Living the Good Life, and you can listen to this show again. Also, we are blessed every weekend at 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday to be on starcomradionetwork.com. At 10 a.m., this show will come back on this Saturday and Sunday, starcomradionetwork.com, followed by our Thursday night show, which is Go Yard. That's the life coaching show with Dr. Angel Falzone and me, Mama Mac. So that's Thursday nights at 6 live here on this station, and at noon Eastern, Saturday and Sunday on starcomradionetwork.com. Big thank you to Nathan and to Betty. Final word, Betty, before we get out of here, because what a powerful day. I'm just like, wow, I'm just standing in awe of God and all he's done today.
Amen. Oh, I totally agree. And I'm going to make a challenge to those people that are listening, that if you have a prayer request, that you don't have to mention the need, because God knows the need. Just say, I listened to the show on Sunday, and I need prayer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and let us take your request to the Lord.
Amen.
And just remember that God is in control.
Right.
God is Lord, and he is Lord of all.
Amen.
And he is Lord of your life. And in Romans 8:1, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Send in that prayer request and let us pray for you.
Amen. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. It'll be you or Pastor Jim or Shell that will pick up that request.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Get it out. And we thank everybody for the radio team, the prayer team. Amazing. And we just thank God for this show and
yeah.
for the ability to be on the air with freedom in this land and to give out the word of God. During this show, I got a text from our dear ministry partner, Enrique, in Puebla, Mexico. They've had a very hard week with a lot of rioting and violence due to the government of Mexico upping the gas prices. There's no free market on gasoline in Mexico. It's just government. This is the price. And so many people cannot afford it. And so there's been a lot of looting and rioting and violence in Puebla, where I go, where I love. And he asked that we pray for this to settle down, to calm down. And we do that right now in the name of Jesus, that the country of Mexico will resume peacefully and that this situation will be resolved. We declare that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This has been Nathan Burton and Betty Thomas, you sweet thing from Connersville, Indiana. You and your family were part of my church when I pastored in Indiana many years ago. So we love that Indiana people. They're still with us. And all of you, God bless you. Have a great week. It's not far to Jesus. And just run to him. He wants to work mightily in your life. This is Pastor Marcia and Betty and Nathan saying God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week, live right here.
There is no distance from the love. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far.
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 From here to Jesus. It's not far.